This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has separately asked Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to receive him to discuss steps to bring about peace following Moscow's invasion of its neighbor. A UN spokesman said separate letters were handed to the permanent missions of Russia and Ukraine on Tuesday afternoon, asking Putin to receive Guterres in Moscow and Zelensky to receive him in Kiev. It comes a day after the UN chief called for a four-day Orthodox Easter humanitarian pause in fighting in Ukraine to allow for the safe passage of civilians to leave areas of conflict and the delivery of humanitarian aid to hard-hit areas. Meanwhile, Russia's war against Ukraine has taken center stage at high-level meetings in Washington. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and her Ukrainian counterpart walked out of a G20 meeting today as Russia's representative started speaking. An official familiar with the private meeting says several other finance ministers and central bank governors also left. Some who attended virtually turned off their cameras when the Russians spoke. Yellen had been expected to try and avoid contact with the Russians appearing virtually at some G20 events. President Biden has said Russia should no longer be a member of the group of the world's biggest economies. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, the biggest attack on a European state since 1945, has killed or wounded thousands. More than 12 million people need humanitarian assistance in the country today, according to the UN. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. As the French presidential campaign heats up, President Emmanuel Macron heads off against far-right leader Marine Le Pen in a one-on-one television debate, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Pro-European centrist Macron emerged ahead in the first round of voting. However, Le Pen, an anti-immigration nationalist, has gained ground this time by tapping into public frustration over rising inflation. Nevertheless, many on the left, like advertising employee and Laura Adelaide, aren't impressed by either candidate.
I think I'm going to have to, you know, like vote against extreme right, but I'm not glad that he'll be president again, if he is president again. So, yeah, the outcome is not the best for me at all.
Like Macron, Le Pen has carefully prepared for the debate, which struck a decisive blow to her campaign in the 2017 election runoff, when she was accused of being insufficiently prepared. I'm Karen Chamas.
In the U.S., a man accused of setting a fire that gutted a California Home Depot has appeared in court. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Authorities say 27-year-old Dylan J. Cruz Gogi set the fire to create a distraction while he tried to steal a cart full of tools from the Home Depot in South San Jose on April 9th. The five-alarm fire destroyed the store, sent hundreds of customers and employees running, did $17 million in damage to the store's contents, and took about 100 firefighters 6 hours to control. It was so big, it could be seen from space. Miraculously, says the DA, nobody was hurt. Gogi appeared in court, was given a public defender, and is being held without bail until a June 1st court date. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. Secret Service officers shot and killed an intruder who was smashing windows at the residence of the Peruvian ambassador to the United States on Wednesday, authorities said. They add that the ambassador and his family were inside the residence of their Forest Hills neighborhood of Northwest Washington when they heard several windows being smashed before 8 a.m., called the Secret Service for a burglary in progress. The uniformed Secret Service officers encountered a man armed with a metal stake in the rear yard of the residence and deployed a taser, but was unable to have any effect on him. The officers then shot and killed the man. Recapping our top story, United Nations Security Secretary General Antonio Guterres has separately asked Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to receive him to discuss steps to bring about peace following Moscow's invasion of its neighbor. It comes a day after he called for a four-day Orthodox Easter humanitarian pause. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.